Off mute, Al, and share the word.
God bless all of you. What excitement it is to talk about something or share about something that truly matters, and that's the words of our Heavenly Father. You know, last Wednesday, Rebecca shared on Cheerfully and Wonderfully Made by God. She shared on the composite of the human body, which is just mind-boggling to know what goes into making a human. Only God knows. So, with that in mind, I wanted to share on another part that God created, and that's our brain. Those of you who know computer jargon will understand what I'm about to say. When it comes to our brain, as a number, a petabyte means 1,024 terabytes, or a million gigabytes. So the average adult human brain has the ability to store the equivalent of 2.5 million gigabytes. What a brain God created. So, we need to take full advantage of this. And that leads me to the title of tonight's sharing, which is simply, Remembering What Matters. I have four questions that I wanted to start off by asking you. And you can answer them to yourself or with your partner or whoever's around you. But nonetheless, question number one is, what did you eat 2 weeks ago today? Question number two, what did you wear 2 weeks ago today? Question number three, what does Philippians 4:13 say? And question number four, what does John 3:16 say? Probably you didn't remember the first two questions. But that proves you remember what really matters, the two Bible verses. You see, we're constantly being asked to remember this, to remember that. In some instances, that's okay, like in school, tests, or at work. The bottom line is, the longer we expose ourselves to something, the easier it is to remember what's important or in it. I'll give you an example of that. I work for the United States Postal Service. I've been there for 15 plus years. And because I've been there over a period of time and have exposed myself to what goes on, I remember most of the zip codes, and there's 41 plus zip codes in San Diego. So, what about the word, plural, of God and Jesus Christ? What do we want to remember when it comes to that? Sometimes God wants us to remember to forget. I will say that again. Sometimes God wants us to remember to forget. So, let's go to God's Word to see some of this. I want to start in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God and Jesus Christ. So, whatever mistakes we've made, whatever boo-boos we might have done, forget about them. They don't matter anymore. God doesn't want to remember them, so why should we? Now, I want to look at this really neat list of some of God's benefits, not to forget, but to remember. And for that, I need you to please go to Psalms chapter 103, and we're going to start in verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, and why wouldn't we? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So right there it's telling us that we have benefits from our Father. Just don't forget all of them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, the list is already started, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's what our Father is all about. who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God wants us to be energized in our lives. So he's going to tell us how much he loves us. He's going to give us a list of benefits that we can go to each and every day. Verse 6, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So if the world's beating you up, just look to God. He's got a big, big life planned out for you. He made known his ways unto Moses and the acts of the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And boy, don't we love that verse. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Thank you. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Man is glad to do those kind of things. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear, or better put, reverence him. As so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Thank you again, Father. Like as the father pitied or has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on them that reverence him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So we're along the line. And finally, verse 18. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. What a list. What a list. If we want a life that's truly blessed, then we need to remember what God's word teaches. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, and let's look at verse 1. I'm going to read this out of the NLT. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commandments in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. What comfort we can draw from verses like that, and they're God's word. You know, God has a pretty good memory also. And to see this, could you please go to Hebrews and chapter 6. I'll be reading this in the NLT again, in verse 10. For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him, and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do. And we do, and we want to. And finally, how could we do this without mentioning Jesus? Jesus was asked to remember someone also. And what a critical time he was asked to remember. But we're still going to look at it. And just to show you that Jesus Christ, all the way up until the day he died, was doing his Father's will. And for this, I need you to go to Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Well, if I was in that position, I probably would have asked the same thing. But the other, speaking of the malefactors, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And here's Jesus' reply. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And here's his reply. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a conversation going through what they were going through. So, in closing, I want to challenge you and me with this. The more we keep our heart in God's word, like we've been doing throughout the weeks past, the more we will recall. So, what do you want to remember? Amen?